producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, special Thanksgiving weekend review of what's going on in the world of news talk radio. What's special about it? Well, it's Thanksgiving, and that's a special time of the year. What we're going to do here in our Talk Radio Report to the Nation is get Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher at Talkers Magazine, part of Talkers.com, where Talkers Radio is, Talkers TV, to go through the list as it was procured for the week, and we'll talk about some of the people that have been big in the issue oriented department, and then we'll go down whatever paths our minds lead us so that you get more insight into what's going on in this fascinating world of news talk radio. So we'll begin with Michael. I say that sort of emphatically. I don't have to begin that way. You could decide you wanted to do something else and not go through the list of the top topics. It's okay with me.
Well, that would be crazy. I'm here to do this.
I know that.
I mean, there are a lot of things I would love to do, but it wouldn't be fair to you or the listeners. So let's take care of business.
Okay.
The survey this week was truncated. It was focused on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Full disclaimer, the talkers' offices were closed Thursday, Friday. Much of talk radio was shut down in terms of its normalcy. Lots of fill-in hosts, lots of repeats. And so basically, was the research up until late Wednesday. We have at number 10 National Football League action. At number 9, we have the Golden State Warriors setting the NBA record for the most wins at the start of a season. They're kind of awesome if you're into basketball. Number 8 is the Obama gun control plans. Number 7, lots of talk about the holiday season, about Thanksgiving, and of course the biggest holiday of all, the great economic holiday, Black Friday. We have, I guess, economic holiday is a good way to call it, or commercial holiday, or greed holiday. We could talk a bit about that. The 2016 presidential race is at number 6. Lots of other incidental things that tie into it, certainly not unimportant incidents, such as number 5, the Chicago cop indicted and the police protests. Number 4, Obama in Paris and the climate change conference. At number 3, the battle against the Islamic State. At number 2, Turkey downs the Russian fighter. And number 1, the Syrian refugee debate. It was a week of turmoil and certainly terrible unrest and darkness heading into the holiday. The people on our survey, basketball sensation Stephen Curry is at number 10. Stephen, that's a funny name. Paul Ryan at number 9. Number 8, Jason Van Dyke and Laquan McDonald. Bashar al-Assad is at 7. Francois Hollande is at number 6. Hillary Clinton's 5. Number 4 is Ben, Jeb, and Carly. Number 3 is the Don, Ted, and Marco. Number 2 is Vladimir. And number 1 is Barack Obama.
All right, so you said that number 4 included Ben Carson, Jeb Bush, and Carly, but it wasn't Carly Fiorina that was making news this week. Conversational news came from Carly Simon and the new book that she has with all of the...
Is she running for president?
I don't know. The book is called Boys in the Trees. Yeah. It's one of the best celebrity memoirs that I have seen for a while. She was married to James Taylor. She wrote that song, You're So Strange. Well, there were a number of songs. You're So
Vain.
Well, you see, but I turned it around, Michael, because I wanted to. That's sort of the way it's used with me. You're So Strange. Yeah, You're So Vain applied to, apparently, Warren Beatty. Hadn't that been the speculation all along? And doesn't this make for great conversation, too? It's kind of fun to get into her head as to what she did with her life. No? You don't think so?
No, I think it's wonderful.
No, I thought it was cute. It was, you know.
Weekend, we're going to get into Carly Simon's head.
Well, in a manner of speaking, when you look at the list that you presented to us, there's a lot of, as you mentioned, mayhem, a lot of horrible stuff going on, and this is Thanksgiving weekend, so we want to be thankful for stuff. I'm frankly thankful to have the whole worry about who was in that song put out of my mind.
Yeah, what's even more more interesting was the night that she and her sister almost spent with Sean Connery.
I know, the threesome. Almost a threesome. Yes. Central thread of the book, though, is relationships that she had and how it shaped her. And so it's very interesting. And
I'll tell you one thing I like about Carly Simon. I think she sings pretty nice. I like her voice. I love her records. Yeah.
Here's the other thing that you can hear on Good Conversation stations this week. The focus on Adele. These are outside the top 10 in the story, but a lot of talk radio programs have been focused on the success, wildly successful Adele, her new CD, and the mechanism that's being used to distribute it that the conventional record companies don't like. You probably more than anybody else have an insight into that, because you not only publish Talkers Magazine, but you also have a...
Well, Adele is flying against the current norm by releasing her record for sale only for sale. You can't... It's not online. You can't download it.
Right.
You can't... She's sacrificing widespread exposure for...
What? She sold 3 million copies in the first week.
Slightly less widespread sales. She can afford to do that. She's a big enough artist. Most artists don't have the courage to do that. This is the exact opposite of what supergroup U2 did about a year ago.
Yeah.
When they released their album for everybody via Apple. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do. I remember it well. Yep.
This is the exact opposite tact. And... it's interesting. Without belaboring it, this is a very difficult time for recording artists because it's very hard for them to collect money. The music industry mechanics are all in disarray because of the disruption of the internet. The millennials believe music should not be paid for.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole situation is set up in a way right now that artists, unless they are absolutely megastars like Adele, they don't see much money for their work. And it's a terrible injustice and problem, and there's no easy solution at the moment.
Well, we'll pause for a moment, but as a musicologist, and you publish another trade publication that I want you to talk about a little bit, but this is good conversation because there is an issue about music and who should be paying for it and how people that do it should be paid. Very interesting how it's looked upon by the generations. Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here on this special edition of the Talk Radio Countdown Show for Thanksgiving weekend.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I want to get my clients something for the holidays.
Well, Staples has everyday low prices on custom holiday cards and apparel.
Great. Nothing says holidays like a Dave's Pest Control t-shirt.
You are right about that.
Hey, I could even give one to my wife.
There's a thought. Not a good one, but it's a thought. Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything your business needs printed. Get more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See staples.com for details.
When is your flu shot more than a flu shot? When it helps give a life-saving vaccine to a child in need in a developing country. Walgreens Get a Shot, Give a Shot program has helped provide 7 million vaccines through the UN Foundation thanks to customers like you. Make your flu shot make a world of difference. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Through August 31st, 2016, for every immunization given, Walgreens will donate 18 cents up to $2 million. Learn more at walgreens.com/get-a-shot. Vaccine restrictions apply.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hurry into Sam's Club on Black Friday, and you'll find incredible savings on hot holiday gifts and more. Get a 58-inch Vizio Smart TV for just $6.98. And save $50 on a PS4 or Xbox bundle for just $2.99. Plus, we've got an NRB Bluetooth speaker for under $25. Don't miss out. Black Friday deals all weekend. Doors open at 7 a.m. Friday, or shop starting Thanksgiving Day at samsclub.com. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. Pricing valid through Sunday, November 29, while supplies last. See club for details.
Music is a gift like no other. And this Black Friday at Guitar Center, get the best selection of gear. The season's best deals, plus doorbusters. Surprise them with a Fender Squire Strat with amp and accessories, just $149. Make the holidays more musical with a ukulele or a toka djembe drum, just $29. Or a Shure vocal microphone, also just $29. At Guitar Center, we'll help you give them their favorite gift this year. Black Friday doorbusters at Guitar Center. In-store and at guitarcenter.com.
Michael Harrison, who is a pal of everybody's who's interested in News Talk Radio, we've been friends for a long time. He has put together this fantastic overview of what's going on in our fascinating business. Talkers Magazine at talkers.com. Always lots of information about the hosts and the stations, the ideas that are being discussed, that sort of thing. He's the expert. So, but you also publish another trade, I call it a trade organ.
It's a trade magazine.
Yeah, on the music business. Right. And so we were just talking about Adele and how much attention she's getting from everybody. But do you mind just getting off of the wagon for a moment and explaining, A, this other, the other magazine, online magazines you have, and how music is different? The fact that you made a statement, millennials don't want to pay for the music. Well, how do the artists get compensated?
Well, they don't. The point is that it's very difficult right now to get compensated for anything on the internet. Mm-hmm. This is the issue that we're going through
so
right now.
So why do millennials think, I would wonder out loud, well, what the hell?
Because they're used to it.
Oh,
you never want to pay for something that you've gotten for free.
Yeah.
And the fact of the matter is that you can get almost any piece of music in the world right now, one way or the other, for free, based upon the technology. Mm-hmm. You couldn't do it as easily back in the day when you and I were of the age that buying records or even CDs was part of our
culture. I thought going out and buying records was fun.
Well, yeah, but it's a lot more fun getting them for free.
I don't know. Bringing them home and putting them on the 45 player. And
45 player, you're really dating yourself. How about the albums?
Well,
you bring home an album,
yeah.
You'd invite all your friends over,
yeah.
You would sit around and
that'd
look
be a Friday
the cover.
Night. Yeah.
You'd read the liner notes, you'd see the artwork, and it would be a major event, like the release of a major movie or a book. And
Changed. We used to send for a Kentucky Fried Chicken and sit around and listen to the album.
But you see, today's young people look at that as an injustice.
Uh-huh.
They force you to go to a store to buy an album when you're only interested in maybe one or two songs. And you have to buy all these other songs and pay for all of them just to get the song you want.
We always thought that. No, we didn't.
No.
I didn't want to buy an album and pay. There are only three or four hits on it. I want the three or four hits. I don't care about the rest of the stuff.
Well, then you were not a true music aficionado of the 60s and 70s, the golden days
of album music. I'm a hits guy. Give me the hits.
Well, then you'd fit right into this. Plus, you don't like to pay anything either. You said that the other you recently revealed that on this show that you think of paying bills is not really important.
No, they said that. I don't remember saying that.
But you said that.
Did I?
I was shocked that I called you a crook. Talk about real radio.
Yes,
I mean,
real radio. I, Doug Stephan, am a crook.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if you're a crook in your heart. You just sometimes have strange way of looking at things.
Yeah.
But be that as it may, you know, you and I have been friends for 25 years. The fact of the matter is that the generational differences between today's music buying public and the music buying public of the golden age of pop music, from which we have emerged clearly, is night and day. It's turned everything on its head. And the record companies are in disarray. The musical categorizations are unclear. It's very hard to get anybody to pay money for music.
Mm-hmm.
It's very difficult in the music business these days. It's one of the most disrupted industries in all of the arts.
All right, so there we have an interesting overview from a man who's interesting and covers all of this stuff. He knows what's going on the radio, that's for sure. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here on the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. We'll be right back.
owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't take a cold or flu lying down. Stand up and fight back with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is a natural immune system booster that is highly effective against viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is perfect for daily use and can be taken orally or used topically to keep you protected from whatever comes your way. This new technology is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is supported by extensive research from over 300 clinical studies at universities and independent research facilities across the country. Supernatural Silver has an exceptionally long storage life and should be an essential part of your emergency preparedness. Don't be caught off guard. Give your body the support it needs to fight off deadly pathogens that are lurking everywhere. Stock up on Supernatural Silver and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here on the countdown. Number 10, traditionally, each week on our countdown, has some focus on the sports activities of the week, whether it's the NFL, which is currently the big focus, NBA pretty soon, although I never feel like we have a lot of NBA. It's usually NFL action or baseball action. Sometimes there's hockey action, but whatever's going on in the world, this is a big, big, big business now. Sports talk radio has taken over a lot of stations that did traditional talk, and each market has, even the smaller markets have one station that's doing a sports talk radio. Some have two, some have three. So as a result of that, Talkers Magazine features the Heavy 100 in the regular news talk radio business every year, publishes the 100 most important talkers, and now the 100 most important sports talk radio hosts in America have been listed at Talkers Magazine, and I'm sure you had a lot of friendly calls this week.
Yeah, love and hate.
Hey, Michael, thanks for putting me on the list. Hey, Michael, you son of a... Yes. What the hell? Why am I not on the list?
Yeah. Well, sports talk hosts are among the most competitive there are, and it's an area where there's very little... collegial feelings between the people.
Yeah.
And they're really nasty about their competitors. And they use a term, kick, you know, A.
Yes, I've heard that.
That's how they talk about their friends.
Mm-hmm.
They're out to kick everybody.
Kick your butt.
Yeah, they just want to, you know, how could you put that guy ahead of me? I kick his butt, and butt is a nice word,
yes,
in the ratings. They're ratings obsessed, and not as friendly when they don't do as well as news talk hosts and general talk hosts who tend to understand...
Yes, we're a much friendlier bunch.
We're a broadcasting community. The sports guys don't see themselves as a broadcasting community. They see themselves more as being in the sports business,
mm-hmm,
than the radio business.
Well, there's a lot of money up front. Look at the attention that's been paid to this. All of the betting online or whatever it's called.
Fantasy sports.
Fantasy sports, yeah. And the advertising that's going on, and people winning millions of dollars every week, and, you know, now the FCC says, we want to look into this because it could be illegal. People are participating.
It's not just the FCC looking this up. It's state governments. It's attorneys general.
Why? What's illegal about it, except they're not getting their cut? If they were getting the cut, then...
It's illegal in as much as they believe it's gambling and it's not regulated, and they're not getting their cut.
Well, hello.
You just said
I'm
an
echo here. Yeah, they're not getting their cut. That says it all.
Well,
it's mob war.
It is kind of, though.
Of
isn't
course it is.
You know, look at the amount of money that we spend. Every week there is a list of all the top advertisers that show up on some of the national programs and who's spending the most money. And this week, it looks like a lot of money was spent by these two different entities, and I can't tell you that I understand either how they work, but I know that they spend a lot of money advertising, and people are buying a lot of tickets, and somebody's making a lot of dough. I think that's pretty much what it gets down to, isn't it?
Well, the house always wins.
Yeah, right. Of course it does.
The house always wins. Betting is always a bad bet.
Yep.
It's always a gamble.
Can you imagine going to Las Vegas on Thanksgiving weekend and losing $1,000 or $10,000 or maybe what would you have to be thankful for at the end of the day?
Well, it depends on whether you can afford to lose it. If you can afford to lose it, then you should be thankful. If you can't afford to lose it, then you have an addiction and you have a serious problem.
Right. All right, so we're going through the list of items that are important, things that come to the top of our minds. Michael Harrison is up close and personal. No, that's not it. It's up close and far out. Where does up close and personal come from?
Up close and personal is different. Up close and far out. Think about that. Up close and far out.
Far out. Well, you have somebody that a lot of people think is far out, Dr. Deepak Chopra. I happen to be going to see him next Sunday night. I want to know what you learned about him in this particular feature at Talkers.com. It's simple mathematics. If you have more hair on your brush or your comb or down the sink, that means there's not as much hair on your head, right? Ladies and gentlemen, your hair doesn't need to keep falling out. You need to replace the hair, and you'll do it naturally with Provia if you take my advice. Call 800-525-8319 to get your hair back or your money back. This is an all-natural product, clinical-grade botanical extracts that work to cleanse your hair. Cleanse your scalp. Cleanse everything in that area where the hair needs to be growing. Clean up your act. Clean up your hair. Get your hair back again. It doesn't make a difference whether you got colored hair or treated hair. Provia works. 800-525-8319. So do yourself a favor. Get on with it right now. Get started. Order Provia, and you'll get a second bottle free when you mention Doug Steffen at 800-525-8319. That's Provia, 800-525-8319. Do you need more stamina? Do you need more energy? Do you need to become more mentally aware? Just some of the things that will happen to you when you get on Super Beets. The easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates that help with your circulation. Get more blood to your muscles, to your brain, to your organs. The benefits of 3 whole beets and just 1 teaspoon of Super Beets with no beet taste. I feel confident offering this to you because I take Super Beets every day. It's my new favorite product. How do you get it? You call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free. Comes with your first order and is backed by a money-back guarantee. Also get a free book entitled Beat the Odds. Free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results you feel with your first free canister. Guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Again, that's 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane, but the problem with that if you need to be on the move is you can't take it with you. Another concern? There may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Talk Radio Countdown Show, the special Thanksgiving weekend edition. Michael Harrison is here from Talkers Magazine. He's the editor and publisher there. And as such, he gets to do a lot of great things, talk to a lot of great people, has great experience as a talk host himself. So Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, which is also the home of Talkers Radio and Talkers TV, he has a special every week a podcast of people who are not normally interviewed and that you hear, you know the name, but you don't know a whole lot about them. So you got Up Close and Far Out with Deepak Chopra.
Yeah.
How'd that come about? He's one of the most interesting. He's referred to often as a guru.
Interestingly, Doug, gurus, true gurus, don't like being called gurus. It's a kind of a negative connotation.
What is a guru anyway?
A guru is sort of like a an expert on something, a person who sees what's going on.
Yep. Hmm? Something left over from a bad dinner. So he, all right, so he doesn't like to be called a guru. What is he then?
He's a guru. He's a medical doctor who has was one of the early proponents of alternative medicine. Mm-hmm. It's called today integrated medicine, where they don't view the body as a machine the way some Western doctors do, but rather as a holistic concept. And he believes in mind over matter, that how you think and how you feel and the way you live your life and the effects of stress has an impact on your physical well-being.
Uh-huh.
That's basically it in a nutshell. Of course, these concepts, if you go deeper, are derived in Eastern philosophy, meditation, a certain Eastern spiritualism, and it even gets into quantum physics. As a matter of fact, his first big book was called Quantum Healing, and he just put out a revised version of it 26 years later, and he has a new book called Super Genes, which is based on the premise that even if your genes are bad, you can't use that as an excuse. Oh, I have bad genes. You know, my grandfather and my father died. I'm going to die. That you can actually change your genes, the state of being for your genes, if you think properly. Of course, you know, it's easier said than done.
How did he impress you? He's one of these people that's controversial. As you suggested, he's done a lot to get attention, gain attention, get attention for the alternative health movement. I happen to think that he's got a lot of the right ideas, but that's just sort of how I feel about it. What did you walk away thinking about?
He says the right things. He knows his stuff.
Yeah.
So if you view the man for what he stands for, what he says, you have to, and of course, understanding that some of it is theoretical, you have to take it as very, very informed theory and very interesting, and he's good at that.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at him personally, and you see that he's built a multi-million dollar empire.
Big business, oh yeah, right.
And has such a business, sometimes you have to say to yourself, is that type of personality who has that kind of an attention to business detail and makes that much money and runs around the country and speaks and does all this, is that the same personality that's meditating twice a day, taking yoga every day, and living this tranquil life?
Mm-hmm.
So he gets criticized a lot for not necessarily practicing what he preaches, but I don't care about that. I just found it interesting to hear what he had to say.
Mm-hmm.
And if I have any criticism of this podcast, because it really is a very special podcast, I think I talk too much.
Yeah.
You got that from me.
I
learned that from you. Yeah. No, I listened to it and I said, oh gosh, I'm telling him what I think rather than just letting him say what he thinks.
What do you think?
I think that there's, I'll give you the short version. I think there's a tremendous degree of potential truth. You notice I couch what I'm saying because I'm not dogmatic about these things. I'm seeking answers.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if anyone has the answers, but I do have a very open mind to these holistic and alternative and Eastern ideas.
So you're seeking answers for some of your own stuff as well as the universal problems.
I think that we should all be seeking answers.
I do too.
Otherwise, what are we?
Yeah.
We're just one-dimensional beings.
That's all. Yeah.
We're machines.
We all have our problems. Some of them are physical. Some are spiritual. Some are emotional. Some are mental. But in some way, he believes they're all tied together. And there's something to be said for that, frankly.
There's a lot to be said for that, and he's not the only one.
No.
I don't know if I'm seeking answers for my own problems. I'm seeking answers for my own curiosity.
Well, both of those things are good reasons to find answers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
right.
It's not like, oh my gosh, you know, my knee hurts. I want to figure out a way to meditate it away. And yeah, that would be nice, but
get a shot of cortisone.
Aren't you curious? Aren't you curious as to what lies beneath the obvious?
Yep, I am.
And I think
that's what makes for a good conversation. I think that's what makes you good, frankly, for what it's worth. I think it's what makes me good listening, even though sometimes we do talk too much. It's because I find, not as an excuse, but I find the reason that I talk a lot about some stuff is because I'm really excited about it. I'm really interested in it. I really want to know. And sometimes it's harder to verbalize our questions because there's so much going on in our mind. And you just pointed that out. In his world, or the world that he lives in, it is wildly, explosively huge. The opportunity and understanding that your mind controls your body, the regular doctors, they don't want to hear from that. But that's really what's going on.
Yeah, they consider that to be
quackery.
The antithesis of what they have learned to do.
They view the
body. Not all of them. More and more are becoming aware of the mind-body connection.
Yep.
But traditional doctors view the body as a machine, the same way a mechanic views a car.
Right. Replace the parts. Your hip's bad. Take it out.
Yeah, and there's a huge difference between a machine that is manufactured and an organic entity that has grown.
Right.
The difference is between being manufactured and being grown. And if you just think about the difference, all of knowledge and wisdom lies in an understanding of the difference between those two things.
That's very profound.
It
was very profound. Yeah, I think he would bring out the profundity in most. For whatever the reason, you've said he's created quite a business. Obviously, he's not a native-born American. He's come here. He's found a niche. He has friends in high places. He and Oprah Winfrey they've done two series now of meditations. She had him on her program. She is very involved with him in her personal life and has helped to promote him, as she's helped to promote Dr. Phil and Dr. Oz, and look at all the people that have come out of that shop. And that's where Deepak Chopra comes from. And I would imagine he gives her credit, does he not?
Yeah, he gives it credit. But, you know, but he is a pop philosopher.
Yeah.
He's also a medical doctor. But you know, these people, you know something? These are the pop agents of information.
Mm-hmm.
Oprah Winfrey, Deepak Chopra,
yep.
Carl Sagan. Yeah. I mean, if you really study further, there are experts out there in all of these subjects, philosophers, gurus, if you will, that never, ever go out into the media.
Mm-hmm.
They spend all their time studying and giving lectures at colleges and
yeah.
private lectures and write
right.
books.
Yeah.
And you never hear about them because they're not over that line into pop stardom.
Well, if you take what you learned from him and apply it to a lot of the things that we're talking about that we feel obligated to discuss, what's going on in the Middle East, things that are unrestful here in our country, how do we give thanks for Thanksgiving Day? This is a guy who's got an answer for pretty much everything, and it's pretty similar. The answers are pretty similar. And again, back to thinking about the abstract peace and love and all that sort of thing, I have become a believer that thoughts are things. I find it dramatic in my life. As I think about things, they come into fruition.
I mean, the word thing and the word thought have a similar root, I believe, in Sanskrit.
Yeah, do they?
And when you said you believe thoughts are things, I don't know if you made that up at the moment or
no,
you read
I didn't.
That.
No, I think that's something I've used a lot.
Yeah, because thoughts and things are related. That,
really?
That a thing is a thought.
And it's from Sanskrit, you said.
It goes back to, you know, the ancient texts and mm-hmm. languages.
Mm-hmm.
Not an expert on that. I'm just relaying something that I have a vague understanding of.
Yeah, all right. That's good. So, again, here's the reason that we bring some of these things up, Michael and I, because we both are philosophically attuned to the radio host that will take an issue and expand upon it. We can say, okay, this is the issue. But look at all the ancillary things that are tied to it, no matter what the issue is. You can't just take a narrow approach, unless you want to be boring as hell. You take a narrow approach and you go no place. You take a broad stroke of the brush, as it were, conversationally, and you come up with lots of different things, whether it be the situation in the Middle East, our political situation at home, the reality of the police and their relationship to the community. All of these things could have a half a dozen different leads or directions in which to go. And I think you can do that also with the Deepak Chopra.
Yeah, and infinite aspects. There are infinite aspects to the police community relationship problem.
Oh, my God.
There are
goodness.
Infinite aspects to the Muslim Western world problem. Infinite aspects. And when you only focus on one, you don't take into account the others, and you come up with a bad answer because it won't solve the problem.
Nope.
And the problem's not easily solved.
No, that's for sure. Michael Harrison here helping us understand what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. Provocative conversation here every weekend at this time. Our special Thanksgiving weekend edition of the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
When is your flu shot more than a flu shot? When it helps give a life-saving vaccine to a child in need in a developing country. Walgreens Get a Shot, Give a Shot program has helped provide 7 million vaccines through the UN Foundation thanks to customers like you. Make your flu shot make a world of difference. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Through August 31st, 2016, for every immunization given, Walgreens will donate 18 cents up to $2 million. Learn more at walgreens.com/get-a-shot. Vaccine restrictions apply.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with travel expert Ted Allen. As we approach the busy holiday travel season, Americans are bracing for long lines at airports and train stations. While hiccups are inevitable, there are alternatives to cut through the red tape of holiday travel. Ted Allen, TV host and travel expert.
Consider ways to avoid unnecessary expenses during the holidays. Pack smarter to scale down on checked bags fees and bring snacks for the trip instead of buying them at the airport. These changes will help your wallet and increase your budget for holiday spending. I also love having a travel rewards credit card that's flexible enough to earn points on every purchase. With my Bank AmeriCard travel rewards credit card, I can cut through the red tape by having the flexibility to redeem my points on different travel purchases. It gives me freedom to plan holiday travel around my schedule so I can celebrate the season with my family where we want and when we want.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us. success in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. Own small business. No time. Holidays busy. Pack stuff. Ship stuff. Help.
Well, at Staples, our UPS shipping center is open 7 days a week with the same carrier rates and all the shipping supplies you need so you can relax.
And relax. Loosened up. Tension gone.
Takes time to adjust. Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything every day, including shipping and packing supplies. Ship more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See Staples.com for details.
This holiday, there are a few things I can count on. My daughter will ask for a pony, again.
Please, 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 please.
Grandpa will tell one of his colorful stories at dinner.
And that's why I don't have a spleen.
And thanks to the Postal Service, my holiday shipping will be stress-free.
Make holiday shipping easy with free box delivery, free tracking, and free package pickup from the U.S. Postal Service. This is our season. Priority you. Free tracking and free box delivery available for select products. For details on free package pickup, visit usps.com/pickup.
General Steve Ritchie is our nation's only ace fighter pilot in Vietnam, but he had several near misses when he barely made it back home.
My first tour, I took a 37 millimeter through the right engine. It was armor piercing. If it had been high explosive, the airplane would have blown up and I'd have flown into the ground. There's a time where I probably should have died, and I didn't.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of General Ritchie's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
The continuing conversation with Michael Harrison of Talkers Magazine about what's going on in the charts for the week of November 23rd to the 27th, 2015. They have lots of the same old war, malfeasance, murder, that sort of thing. But there are popular characters who are interesting to discuss as well. And so with that, Michael has created this podcast, Up Close and Far Out. So we were talking a minute ago about Deepak Chopra and him being there. He'd be a great guest on a talk radio program. I'd like to have him come on my program and talk for a while. I think he's fascinating. But what's more fascinating is the breadth and width of what you can get in good conversational atmosphere. Last week, Michael had Jesse Ventura in the same box on Up Close and Far Out. Can you imagine anything more different? I mean, think about it for a second. Deepak Chopra on one hand and Jesse Ventura on the other hand, but yet they both have something to say and a lot to say.
They do have a lot to say, and that's what's so wonderful about talk media.
Yes.
You know, it's so much more, it's free form. Unfortunately, it's not free form in its execution in the commercial world.
No.
But the potential of it is free form, and it's black belt conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And I love it. I mean, I'm so thrilled to be a part of it. I do it humbly. I don't consider myself an expert on anything you say that about me.
Mm-hmm.
But I try my best to make everything that I do have some kind of a payoff to the listener, even if it's at my own expense.
Right, you got to have a payoff. The listener's got to feel like there's something going on that connects you
the difference between quality of talk show hosts are those that are doing it as a payoff to themselves because they want to be on the radio, they want to be heard, and they don't care what they say, they're just saying.
Right.
And then there are those that care about bringing something to the listener, even if it's wrong. if it's bad guys talking to bad guys.
Yeah.
You can do that well.
My lady friend said to me this morning as we got up, she said as I was leaving, do you realize how many people will be happy today to hear you're on the air and that the world is okay? I never thought about that before for a moment in my life until she said it. How many people who have listened over the years to my morning program are used to me being there and would be... We had calls earlier this week because I wasn't on for an hour. Where's Doug? And so there's a certain, I suppose, responsibility that goes along with... I feel it. Anyway, I feel like I'm a public servant. That's why
But that hour that you weren't on was really good, though.
I heard it was. Yeah, it was one of the most rewarding listener experiences they've had for years on the radio. So anyway, well, I wish you and your family a very happy Thanksgiving weekend.
You too, and everybody listening.
A lot to be thankful for. I think one of the things that I gleaned from a conversation with somebody this week on the air was that it takes gratitude to be happy. You're not happy.
Oh, yeah.
You got to be thankful first before you're happy. I think that's the thought process that most people need to engage in.
Sure.
Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry and the new media. Talkers.com is the home of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Technology. Robots have been invented that can clean your grill, wash your windows, and get you where you need to go. A review of robotics just in time for Thanksgiving. Maybe you can join Bill Shatner in putting your turkey in the frying pan. Maybe the better thing, use a robot to do that so you don't burn your fingers, your hand, your arms, right? Is that a good idea?
Safe, yeah. You want to do safety first.
All right. Okay. The focus on how many Americans are going to hit the road is something that's legion. A lot of people talk about this every Thanksgiving. 42 million hitting the roadway is expected. So I have Brian Osich here. He's going to help you find some things that you can do to help save time and arrive safely to your destination.
Thanksgiving is one of the busiest travel days of the entire year. George Baker, OnStar Emergency Services Manager, says that's why it's a good idea to plan your route ahead of time.
We expect heavy traffic conditions this holiday season. This means your regular route may be backed up. It's wise to use a built-in navigation system like OnStar Turn by Turn to plan your route, which our subscribers use nearly 4 million times a month. Drivers can also access directions through built-in nav systems or Apple CarPlay in newer models.
Baker says more than 100,000 emergency requests are made every month, and drivers need to be especially vigilant over the next few days.
Buckle your seatbelt and give full attention to the road. Don't be distracted by your cell phone or fellow passengers. Slow down and don't drive while impaired or if you feel drowsy. And if something unexpected happens on your trip, OnStar is there in any type of situation, whether it's helping with a flat tire or a more serious emergency. Help is just a button press away.
For more, go to OnStar.com. That's Newsbreak from OnStar.
Music is a gift like no other. And this Black Friday at Guitar Center, get the best selection of gear. The season's best deals, plus doorbusters. Surprise them with a Thunder Squire Strat with Anthem accessories, just $149. Make the holidays more musical with a ukulele or a toka djembe drum, just $29. Or a Shure vocal microphone, also just $29. At Guitar Center, we'll help you give them their favorite gift this year. Black Friday doorbusters at Guitar Center. In-store and at guitarcenter.com.
All right, so Jennifer and Doug here on Good Day with a, folks, with a focus on robotic technology, making our lives easier, supposedly, making our lives more efficient, supposedly, from helping with the most tedious household chores to getting us around. Robotics have the potential to revolutionize our day-to-day lives. And this is a, if you can't tell, I'm reading a press release from the Consumer Electronics Show that will take place in January.
Mm-hmm.
And this is their hype. I sort of was going to, you can always tell when I'm reading something versus when I'm interpreting it, right? Or when I'm just giving you.
Yeah, no, there's a difference.
There's a difference in my, in sort of the gait of my, my cadence. There is nothing better, so they say, than grilling during tailgate parties. There may not be a more tedious chore than cleaning your grill. The grill bot. Something brand new. This is actually, I know why they're doing this, because they want people not only to know it's going to be a consumer electronics, they want people to buy these things for Christmas, if you can find them. So,
yeah.
For the person in your life who has everything that grills, you can now get this person the grill bot. The grill bot cleans the grill for you. It moves autonomously. I'm trying to imagine. I suppose you can probably Google GrillBot and see how this thing works. I'm just trying to imagine what. Why do you need to put the thing in the sink and get some steel wool and clean it off? What's the big deal?
Very upset.
Well, I mean, these things are silly. Okay, here's another chore that can be accomplished with the help of robotics: cleaning your windows. All right. There's a new company called Ecovacs, which produces a robotic product that does your windows for you. Robots also providing transportation. There's a new company called Ninebot that has created a vehicle that gets you where you need to go. And it looks kind of like one of those, the car that was, who was it? It was a Google car that was stopped in San Francisco. We're going too slow the other day.
That's right.
Right. The self-driving car.
Self-driving, yeah.
Right. So, I don't know. Am I going to wrap myself, ever be able to wrap myself around this sort of stuff without sounding like an old fuddy-duddy?
You know what? I have faith in you, but it is weird. I mean, hello, it's a self-driving car.
this is crazy stuff.
Jeez.
Disney letting parents control internet privileges. They have a device that gives parents control over what and how children, so you can get that for Christmas for $99. You don't think there's going to be a ton of stuff that Disney's going to be pushing for Christmas? That's one of them from the world of technology. 59 after on Good Day.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined. From where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardownfall.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.